Time for the Madison Public Library show, and we're going to do something a little different today. We're not going to visit with Lydia Rebine, but we have an event coming up at the Dawson Library, April 5th at 7 o'clock, and Jonathan Daly is an actor and playwright, and he'll be performing an evening of Carl Sandburg that he has written and performed about, and Jonathan joins us on the phone. Thanks, Jonathan, for joining us.
Hey, thanks so much. Great to hear from you.
Yeah, we're excited to have you in the Madison-Dawson area on April 5th. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Jonathan.
Well, I am a professional actor. I've been one for 40 years, and I'm based in Milwaukee. I was a member of a resident company there, Milwaukee Repertory Theater, for 20 years. And so that's where I base, and raised our kids there. And I've worked all over the country, but I'm pretty much based in Milwaukee now.
Okay. And some of your work that you've done in the past?
Oh, gosh. Well,
a lot, huh?
Yeah, and I like to, I like to do as many different things as possible. I spent so much of my career kind of trying to defy categorization. I love doing musicals. I love doing Shakespeare. I've played King Lear. I've played Shylock. I've played Prospero and the Tempest. But I've also done musical comedy, musical theater. The last thing I did was in the cabaret at Milwaukee Rep, a play called Dad's Season Tickets, which was basically a musical about the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, wow.
So I do as many different things as I can. And then about 15 years ago or 20 years ago, I started writing. The first play I wrote was a musical memoir based on my grandfather's wartime journals, basically. He had four kids, serving during World War II, and they sent news, letters back and forth, and he compiled them all, and I turned it into a musical about fatherhood and about the war and about World War II. And I like to do a lot of different things.
Yeah, that'd be special for you with your grandfather.
It was great. It was great. All of my, my dad and my mom, and they were all characters in the play. So
okay.
it was really fun to do and very meaningful. Mm-hmm. Felt like I really made a kind of a contribution to the family lore.
There you go. Nice. Good. You mentioned Shakespeare a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that a little bit.
I've spent a lot of time in what we call residence companies, where you'll get a contract that'll go for a year, and you'll do all kinds of different things. And I think I did my first Shakespeare at a theater in California. I was in a production of King Lear and a production of Much Ado About Nothing.
Mm.
And then a friend of mine opened up a Shakespeare festival in Winona, not terribly far from you,
right,
called the Great River Shakespeare Festival. And I was there for about 12 years. So, and we did primarily Shakespeare. So that's where I really got to cut my teeth on all the really great roles.
I did one Shakespeare play in college at Morehead State in Fargo-Moorhead area.
Yeah,
I was King Oberon in Midsummer Night's Dream.
In Midsummer's, okay.
And I always tease people that there is pictures of me in tights.
Yeah.
So it was a very enjoyable time that summer doing summer stock theater at Morehead State. So.
Oh, and Shakespeare is just so rich. There's just so much you can get out of it.
Right.
I really love it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, talk about what you're doing now and what can people expect when they come to the Dawson Library on April 5th.
Yeah, well, when I started, years ago, when I was at in a company in St. Louis where we did what we call story theater, which was basically raiding the libraries and adapting stories for kids. And we wanted to find all the great authors. It's surprising how many great authors wrote for kids. And one of them that we uncovered was Carl Sandburg, who wrote a group, some stories called the Rutabaga stories.
Hmm.
And we had dramatized some of those. And that kind of got me really enamored of Carl Sandburg. And for years I said, someday I really want to investigate his poetry. He was an incredibly prolific writer. He wrote, you know, he won a Pulitzer Prize for his poetry. He won a Pulitzer Prize for a 6-volume history of Abraham Lincoln. He was a reporter for the Chicago Daily News for years. I mean, he did all kinds of things, and he wrote children's stories. That was kind of what he did, you know, at bedtime for his kids, and he turned it into a group of stories. Anyway, he has this incredible, you know, treasury of writing. And I thought someday it would be nice to just present another thing that he did. Not only was he a poet and a historian, but he was also a troubadour. He came from a long line of oratory. He wanted to be an orator and an actor when he was young. He ended up going in different directions, but he did a lot of what was called the old Chautauqua circuit, where he would you know, memorize orations and perform them. That led him into when he got to be a young man with a family, and he was looking for a way to supplement his income. He started touring the country. He picked up a guitar, and he taught himself 4 chords on the guitar, and that's as far as he got. And that's all he needed. And he hit the road with, he would do like an hour or an hour and a half, and he did all over the United States. I mean, just everywhere. Big markets, little markets, tiny towns, you know, radio, the Madison Square Garden, all kinds of stuff. And that would be an evening. He would recite some of his poetry. He would talk about his life. He would sing some folk songs. He collected. He was a folks music archivist in the 1920s. And he people like Pete Seeger really credit Carl Sandburg with bringing a lot of old folk songs that people had long forgotten back into kind of the public domain. So he would sing these songs and recite his poetry and tell stories and just talk about his life. And I thought, well, that would be kind of fun to do that. He died in 1967.
Mm-hmm.
So there are several generations of people who really don't know much about him at all.
Right.
Really, the last generation that really knows anything about Sandburg is mine. You know, people associate him with a couple of poems, but they really don't know a whole lot about him. So I thought, well, this would be a great thing to bring him back into kind of the public limelight, as far as people who like to read and people who like folk music and people who like poetry that is really accessible, you know, that tells a story. So I just about 5 years ago I started working on this thing, and I've played it. I managed to get about a 22 performance run of it in Milwaukee. I did it at the Shakespeare Festival in Winona.
Okay.
I did it at the Sarah Solo Arts Festival in Florida, right before the pandemic. So I was just getting started on taking this thing on the road. I got invited to do it at the United Solo Festival in New York City, and everything was going. And then the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
So.
It was hard on you and actors and playwrights, the pandemic. Oh,
it was really difficult. I really lucked out, frankly, because I am of retirement age, and I've collected a fairly decent pension over the years, so I just retired.
Okay.
When a job comes up, I think about it, and I take it or I don't take it.
Yep.
And, you know, so it was the timing of it for me was just ideal.
Okay.
30-year-olds, 40-year-olds, I don't know what in the world they're doing. We've lost a lot of people because they've got to live. They have to, you know,
right.
And everything just shut down overnight.
Yep. Well, we're excited to have you in Dawson, that's for sure.
Oh,
so.
I cannot wait to go. You know, I've never been up, but I mean, this is, Carl Sandburg is the voice of the prairie.
Right.
So, you know, that's the first poem I recite in it is I was born on the prairie. So I'm just so excited about actually being there and just bringing the guy to life.
All right. Well, Jonathan, thank you very much for the interview this afternoon, and can't wait to see you on the 5th in at the Dawson Public Library. It's a 7 o'clock performance, an evening of Carl Sandburg with Jonathan Daly. So looking forward to it, Jonathan.
Oh, me too. Me too. And thank you for calling. Thanks for tracking me down.
All right. We'll see you on the 5th then.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right. That's Jonathan Daly, an actor and playwright, and he'll be in Dawson, as I mentioned, Tuesday, April 5th at 7 o'clock at the Dawson Public Library. It's absolutely free, and it'll be a great performance there. So everyone, head on over to the Dawson Library on the 5th of April.
Great.